This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra has been sharing an insightful teaching titled The Wisdom of the Serpent under the subtitle Frugality. Yesterday, he explained that to be wise as a serpent, you must not waste time and opportunities. Today, he speaks about not wasting relationships. Come along.
Number four, don't waste relationships. The prodigal son had a relationship with a very rich man, his dad, but he wasted the relationship. He did not benefit from the relationship. He wasn't frugal. He wasted it. Can you imagine? You are the son of a very wealthy man. Instead of benefiting from his advice, his direction, his principles, his guidance, his mentorship, you take off and start moving with prostitutes. There's something wrong with you. You are wasting a very important, powerful relationship. I thank God for the prophet, Bishop Dag. When I met him, I was a student. I was just about 19 years old. And you know, I don't think I have wasted my relationship with him. No, I could have, but I'm not. I've listened to him in so many ways, sought his advice in so many ways. He's guided me in so many ways. Shepherded me in ministry and brought me up in ministry in so many ways. I did not waste a relationship. There are times he has rebuked me. There are times he's angry with me. There are times he's not happy. But I have not said, clear off. I'm angry. I'll be wasting my relationships. Anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, frustration, it makes people waste precious relationships. Don't take your relationship with people for granted. My dad was a very wealthy man, and I never took my relationship with him for granted. Every advice he gave to me, I followed it. And I used to ask him for guidance and counsel. Because I said to myself, I cannot live with a rich man and become a poor man. Then there's something wrong with me. Then there is something wrong with me fundamentally. If you walk with an anointed man and you don't become anointed, there's something wrong with you. It means you have wasted the relationship. You have not asked what you should have asked. You have not done what you should have done. You have not sought the guidance you should have sought. You have not obeyed the way you should have obeyed. That is why you have wasted the relationship. Imagine Bill Gates is my friend and I become a poor man. He's my best friend. There's something wrong with me. What it means is that I have not used the relationship. So this man, he lived with a man who feared God. His father feared God, never had prostitutes, lived with his mother, was never wasteful, but he didn't learn anything. Relationships. Judas wasted his relationship with Jesus. Acts 1:17 says, he was numbered with us and obtained a part of this ministry. In a ministry, you can have a part of the ministry. Jesus' ministry, but Jesus had a part in the ministry, but he wasted it. 18 says, this man, that is Judas, purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. He wasted it. Instead of being anointed, he became a thief. How can you walk with an anointed man and become a thief? There's something wrong. You have wasted the relationship. So let me tell you something. God brings people into your life to bless you in so many ways. Sometimes God has granted you that access. Don't waste the relationship. Be frugal. Sometimes through them you become very anointed. Sometimes through them you become very wealthy. It couldn't be your friend. God can give you a friend, and through your friend you become a very prosperous person. Could be anybody. Relationships. Hallelujah. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 19, the Bible says, and not holding the head, from which all the body, by joints and band, having nourishment ministered. Nourishment ministered. So here the Bible is describing our relationship with people. And it says Jesus is the head. We must hold him high. Then other people in the body of Christ, they are the body. And it says God will use other people to nourish us. They will minister to us a job, a wife, an opportunity, wisdom, direction, whatever. Nourishment ministered and knit together. But to get the blessing of that relationship, you have to be knit together. In other words, don't separate yourself. Finally, don't waste your energy. You know, most of the time we talk about time management, but we also have energy management. Even your phone, it manages its energy. When I pick my phone, I want my phone to last for a very long time. I put it on low power mode. And in low power mode, it shuts up all the applications that are working in the background. It stops everything just to conserve energy. This young man, the prodigal son, he wasted his energy. Energy means his effort and his strength. Instead of putting his strength in helping his father to build his business, he put his strength in parties. Can you imagine? People put all their energy into disco. They will not put their energy in their textbook, in discos. You are wasting your energy. Energy management, very important. What do you put your energy in? You put all your energy in boiling rice and oil. Your energy goes in that direction. Wrong energy. Instead of putting your energy in programming and coding, you are putting your energy in sex. You are not married, looking for girls. It's the wrong use of your energy. Don't waste your energy. Instead of putting your energy in serving God and knowing God, you have put all your energy into gambling and pornography. No. You know, your energies, it has to be protected because you run out of energy. So don't waste too much energy on useless things. Otherwise, there will be no energy for the right thing. And as a life, you need energy for everything. Even to watch your TV, a movie, you must have energy. Otherwise, you will sleep. You need energy. Time and energy, they go together. You can have the time, but you need energy. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I was watching a football match. Before I realized, I was asleep. I didn't have energy. I have the TV, I have the time, but no energy. I was gone. Because I woke up at dawn, so I was very tired. No energy. I couldn't watch the match. By the time I woke up, they were giving commentary on the match. I said, what happened? They have ended. No energy. Energy management. Even if you are married, you want to sleep with your wife or your husband, you need energy. But here you are the whole day roaming in the market. In the night, when the most important job has come, you are tired. You don't have any energy. A lack of energy management. Destroying your marriage. Hallelujah. Energy has been conserved. You know, Jesus came under a lot of pressure. And the Bible says that life is like a race. And when you are running a race, you need energy. He said, let us run with patience. Long distance races like life, you need energy. He said, let us run with patience. Patience means endurance. Then 3 says, consider him that endures such opposition of sinners against himself, lest you be weary. In other words, lest you lose energy. Don't waste your energy on useless things. Hallelujah. Personally, I conserve my energy. I use my energy only for the right things because my energy is limited. I don't have energy for everything. So I have to manage it carefully. If even my phone is managing its energy, how much more me? I've been sharing on wise as a serpent. I've spoken about frugality. And I've spoken about 5 key areas that we have to be frugal in. I spoke about money. I spoke about time. I spoke about opportunity. I spoke about relationships. I spoke about energy. That all these things have to be managed very well. Otherwise, you will not be wise as a serpent.
Thanks for tuning in. Today, we learned that to be wise as a serpent, you must be frugal with relationships. Join us same time tomorrow for continuation of this message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider.
and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Except, dear pastor, I've been meaning to get in touch with you. I kept on postponing, and this morning, a passage about 10 lepers that Jesus healed came into my mind, and I knew I had to write as soon as possible and share my testimony. It's been a little over a year now since I first contacted you, and my life has turned around tremendously. Tomorrow is exactly a year ago since you prayed for me and pronounced me to be happily married by this time next year. For some reason, after your prayer, I felt at peace and slept soundly for the first time. It was a Friday. I went to work that morning, and a friend who I hadn't met before and lives in Ghana started chatting with me. It turned out he was in the UK for a conference and was coming to meet a friend of mine the next day. He wanted to meet me, so I invited him to a wedding in my church. At the reception, they called the single ladies to go and catch the bouquet. I didn't want to go because I felt the belief attached to the practice isn't valid. Plus, I had never caught one before. I mentioned this to those seated on our table, and one young girl, about 16 years, said to me, "You never know, this may be the day you catch her." Look at someone say, "Today may be the day you catch her." You never know. You are walking with God. You never know. It may be today. 60-year-old girl. So I reluctantly got up and went to stand there uninterested. But the bouquet felt right in front of me. And I picked it up. Apparently, my friend was also praying that I'll catch it, so he can use it as a reference point to strike a conversation on that subject. You know, the guy didn't even know that she was single, but when she went to catch the bouquet, the guy said, "Oh, this is that single." To cut a long story short, he expressed his interest. And by the end of the year, we started making arrangements to see my parents to marry me. Wow. He has everything I prayed for in a husband. He loves the Lord, and in fact, he loves the ministry as well. To the glory of God, we got married on 13th of September. I just wanted to share this testimony with you to let you know that when I contacted you about a year ago, it was in pain. Now I'm contacting you with joy. Wow.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading Airpower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading Airpower app. On the go with a word. Greatness.
Myself, the greater. You become.
God doesn't have a problem with your desire to be great, but is concerned about the path you choose to become great.
The blessing of the Lord makes a man great. You can have degree and still not be great. You can even have money and still not be great. It takes the blessing of the Lord to be great.
Grab a copy of this message series by Kakra Baden titled Greatness, as he gives biblical references of people who became great by virtue of the blessing of God. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.